Hi, this is Supraja and I'm a compulsive overeater. I have 6 months of abstinence today and with a 60-pound weight loss. The reason why I mention my weight loss and my abstinence is because my sponsor always told that when you share about it gives hope to the people, to newcomers and to people who are in the relapses. And what was it for me like? By the time, I don't know. I don't even remember. Like it's from, I don't even remember when I became an compulsive overeater, like 3, 4 years, when I was 3, 4 years old. I think that's when it started. I'm from India, and in India we have these joint families where everyone live under the same roof. Like there are a lot of cousins with me, and because of that there used to be always comparison between the kids, like this our kid is better than your kid. So these all led to me and to my emotions. I started binge eating since 5 years old. I used to take the food, I used to hide the food and eat it. And my family was also dysfunctional. My parents were separated when I was young. They are not divorced, but they were separated, and they couldn't solve their issues. So I was brought up in a dysfunctional family too, which led to my emotional eating. And when I was a 10 years kid, that's when one of my professor molested me. I thought that was my mistake, and that is when my binging even grew up. Like I used to binge all the time. And so fast forward to like 5, 6, 7 years when I was going to college, I was so overweight. Like I was around 250 pounds. And when I used to go to college, we used to go in cabs. So the transport people used to say me, "You're too fat to come in our cab, so we can't take you in our cab." Or if someone agrees to it, they used to charge me double. So that all resentments started building up, building up, building up. And it was always the resentments that led me to eating emotionally. Even in the colleges, in the college, my seniors used to bully me for my body weight and body size, and I started having these body image issues. And I came to my top weight of 375 pounds. But I used to try every imaginable diet, like whatever diet I know, I used to follow it, restrict myself, fast myself, lose hundreds. I lost hundreds of pounds and gained immediately hundreds of pounds in all these years. The most thing which hit me into even my other addiction is when I was 21 years old. We were coming from a party and I was driving the car, and there was an accident in which accident my friend passed away, and I was driving it. And that's when I thought, okay, my friend is dead because of me. That is when I was led into even alcoholism. I didn't even know that there is this term called alcoholism until I came into this program. And since then, people started blaming me. My friend's parents were too good. They didn't file any complaint against me. But my addiction grew even bigger, and I came to 400 pounds with my compulsive eating, and a lot of compulsive behaviors came out, like aggression, anger for even small things. And I started isolating myself. I stopped attending family gatherings, get-togethers, and everything. I used to stay at home. That's when one day I saw this show called Mom on TV, and that's where I heard first time about Alcoholics Anonymous. I thought this was a show, like that couldn't be real. And I saw another show called This Is Us, which talked about body image and Overeaters Anonymous. That's when I realized like there are two shows. This couldn't be coincidence, and I googled it. And that's when I found out about Overeaters Anonymous on Google on July 13th, 2001. That is when I found out about it. I came into these rooms. I attended my first meeting, and that is when I thought, these are my people. This is where I should be. This is where I belong. So I was so new to the program. I didn't know like how to find a sponsor, what to do, like anything, like zero knowledge. I didn't even research anything about it first. So I went to the first meeting before night and came to the second meeting. This was my second meeting I came to, and it was a speaker meeting. And I heard people share about it, sharing the stories. And I decided to find a sponsor. I didn't know how to find a sponsor, and I made a mistake. Like, mistakes are done, and I went to a person who has 60 days of abstinence and asked me, will you be my sponsor? Because I didn't know how to even find a sponsor. So I went to a person who has 60 days. I thought that was so much of abstinence, so he can sponsor me. So I went, and when that person is explaining me the steps, that is when a problem came, like step three, God, okay. God took away my friend from me, and this all happened because of me. I don't know if I'm ready to accept the word term called God. I became an agnostic after the accident, so I was not ready for it. But anyway, I started working the steps, and that person relapsed. So I had to find another sponsor. Okay, let me try who has 1 year of abstinence. That's when I found another sponsor with 1 year of abstinence, and the same problem came. No one was directing. Like, my before sponsor didn't direct me into a right direction. My second sponsor didn't direct me into a right direction of what actual spiritual experience is, or what I was working the steps, but I always knew there is something wrong with it. And I started attending old timers meetings where people had like 20, 30, 46 years of abstinence. I met this woman, and she gave me a few phone numbers of old timers, and I spoke to them. I attended those meetings. And that's when I started understanding how a sponsor should be and what actually I need in a sponsor. And I understood, and I found a sponsor, like, who was a perfect sponsor for me, because that is the sponsor who made me understand what a spiritual experience is, what a higher power is. While working the steps, I told that person that I'm not ready to accept the God word. Then you don't need to worry about that. You can call him a higher power. You can call anything. Your higher power should not be any living thing, because living things, human beings, disappoint you. So made me write a list of what I want in my higher power, what I don't want in my higher power. And that's when I went forward in working the steps. And I started, and my sponsor said that I want you to have the third step and seventh step prayers as your wallpaper on your phone and your laptop. You will start believing it. So at least fake till you believe it. That's what my sponsor said. And I did it immediately, and I started a little bit of belief started coming on. And once I started working the steps, like step five, when the step five is completed, that's when I saw actual freedom, what people are talking about. Till then, I thought being molested was my mistake. I was 10 years old kid, and I thought that was my mistake. And I believed it whole my life. And when I spoke about it in my step five, that's when my sponsor said that person is a sick person. You're a 10-year-old kid, so you're not at mistake. That's when the resentment started coming down. Like, I started letting go all my resentments. And when I was about the accident, when I told my sponsor, he was so supportive. I took a lot of time to actually process all these things. But when we came to steps 6 and 7, that's when I started believing even in higher power, because I saw my resentments going out step by step. Like, I stopped feeling resentment towards myself. I stopped feeling resentment at people who have hurt me. And when I came to step 9, that was the most difficult thing. Like my sponsor said, you need to like actually write a letter to yourself. You have been abusing yourself with food for like no reason. So he asked me to write a letter to my thing about my MNs, and I wrote a letter to myself, and my sponsor asked me to even write a letter to my dead friend because he thought that was very important to me and to my recovery. I wrote those two letters and I went to his grave and I read both letters at that time and I started crying after that. That is when I actually forgive myself. Like that 9 years of resentment towards myself, it just went away by reading those letters. It's like God is helping me. Like first I was not even ready to say the word God, but then I started believing in actual God. Like yes, God can help me and I know he can move me forward from here. And since then my life has changed. I was so codependent when I came into the program. Right now I'm not codependent on anyone. I only believe in myself. I take help from others, but I don't become codependent as I used to be. My anger is removed. Me and my mom were also not on talking terms when I was in the program. Me and my dad were not on talking terms, but I forgive them for what they did, and right now we have a really good relationship. My relationship improved with step 9, making the amends. And since I came into the program, my recovery has not been linear. Like I had periods of abstinence, periods of relapses, but I have never been so happy. I didn't make like this abstinence as the thing. My sponsor always told that your abstinence can't define you. Like you're in the program for 1 year, and if you're seeing the freedom from food, if you're seeing the happiness in your life, that also counts for something. You had a little slip. That doesn't mean all the program you worked for all this whole year is gone. And I started having my abstinence back again from March 1st. And it's been 6 months of beautiful journey. No binging, nothing. And now I have more confidence in myself. I started loving myself. I used to hate myself. Like if to even take a selfie, I used to hate the way I used to look. Today I am in a group called Self Love and we do self affirmations every single day. And I tell to myself that I love myself every single day. And that boosts a lot of confidence in myself. And I saw a lot of 9-step promises even coming true. I have peace of mind. I am grateful to what I have right now. I'm not greedy anymore. Like I don't, I want that. I want this. No, nothing. Like I'm happy with what I'm having. And it's been really a good journey. I had my up and downs, but it has been a really, really good journey. And to keep all this, like, yeah, I have completed all my 12 steps, but if I have to, like, keep this for myself, I need to do the footwork. I need to do the footwork every single day. So I read the big book 5 pages every single day. I read for today. I read Voices of Recovery. I start my morning with prayer and meditation, which is very important part of my daily routine. Like if I'm a little bit late on praying or meditation, or if I start my day without that, it becomes a little bit clumsy. I don't do a sort of like a huge prayer. I just read out. I memorize the step prayers. So I say serenity prayer, step 3 and step 7 prayers, and ask my higher power to give me willingness to complete my tasks and to be absent for just today. That's the simple prayer I do. I do self affirmations. I write a gratitude list for what I am having grateful for, and I end it with a meditation. And in the night I do my step 10 review, which helps me a lot. I do a step 10 review and I give out, I call someone. There is no particular person. I call someone random and I say that I want to give my step 10. And that's how I do my step 10 practice. And this helps me to know where I am in my life. This neutralizes me. This helps me not going into any compulsive behaviors. And I make my 3 outreach calls to come out of isolation every single day. I call 3 people, I talk to them, and because isolation is biggest thing which is for our compulsive overeaters. If we are isolating ourselves, it hurts us, and I have been there. I answer the calls, I make the calls, I talk to people, I call newcomers, especially newcomers, I call to newcomers and ask them how they are doing. If they are having any questions, if they need any help, that has put me to ground. That has grounded me a lot. Talking to a newcomer has grounded me a lot, because that's when I know what suffering I went through. And helping them, helping the people in the program, always. I can't keep the recovery without giving it away. So that is one of the good things. I do, and I try to attend one meeting every single day, but it's been pretty tough from last few days to attend a meeting, but I at least try to make 4 meetings a week. Before program, I am in this job which is hurting me a lot, it's hurting me a lot, and I'm not getting paid well, but my mind is not clear, so I stuck with that. But after coming into the program and having 6 months of abstinence, I even changed my career. I joined back in college to do a course called data science. It's all coding and everything. I was a little scared, but I'm happy that I'm doing it. It gives me a new look on what my career, what I want to my career to be. And after having a spiritual experience, I lost people in this when I was in the program, and I didn't relapse, because that's not what my higher power wants me to do. If I binge eat over it, it only hurts me a lot. So my higher power doesn't want me to be in that situation. So I didn't binge through it. There were situations where I almost got arrested because of my mom. She did some financial stuff, and that backflashed, and it all came on to me, and I don't have any resentment towards her right now. I forgive her for what she did. I'm not going to trust her anymore, but I forgive her. These all are the miracles that happen. Like if I'm not in this program, I would have never trusted God or never asked him. Like whenever I asked God for something, he did. He showed the miracles. That is where I saw my actual spiritual experience. And today I'm so grateful to being in this program. And I just wanted to end with the quote which I really, really love, is that religion is for the people who don't want to go to hell, but spiritual awakening is for the people who have been through hell. For me, having a spiritual experience changed my whole life and had me see freedom. So I believe in more spiritual experience than religion. Thank you for letting me share.